The courthouse has long been named for murdered IRS agent Michael Dillon, and that name will stay on as part of the official title of the structure, across Niagara Square from City Hall and the new Jackson Federal Courthouse. Once the new building opened, the Federal General Services Administration decided the old building was surplus, and the Brown administration jumped right in to propose purchasing it and creating a public safety building to house police and fire departments. GSA Regional Administrator Denise Pease says that reuse isn't unusual.
One of the things that we evaluate the federal government, the General Services Administration, when we have an asset that can be better used by a state or local government or even a nonprofit, we look to dispose of that building in a way that benefits the residents of that particular area. In this case, we're becoming an economic catalyst for the residents of Buffalo.
Mayor Brown says when the new building goes into full use in September, it will house 200 police staff and 25 fire staff. The mayor says having both departments in one building will allow efficiencies and greater cooperation between the two. While the city will hold on to the current fire headquarters, the current police headquarters will be sold for development. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.